Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1602, Why It's Important to Eat Right for You and How to Go About It, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to today's article and optimize your life. Why It's Important to Eat Right for You and How to Go About It, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Do you want a personal nutrition plan? Personal nutrition plans come in a variety of forms, and one size does definitely not fit all. Some foods and food combinations will make me feel great, but will make you feel low on energy, and vice versa. You need to acknowledge this and take action on it so that you are filling your body with foods that you personally respond well to. Foods that aren't right for you personally can hinder your weight loss efforts, among other things. Your body will be putting out a negative response to these foods via symptoms such as pain and bloating after eating. This is going to make secondary functions such as burning body fat more difficult. The best personal nutrition plan is exactly that, personal. It should be all about you. Start with a dietary recall. It can be helpful to record in a food diary what you eat and how you feel directly after eating it, and throughout the day in general. Note down if you feel really full or bloated, what your energy feels like, or if your stomach is sore. This can be a great first step towards creating a personal nutrition plan, because it helps you become aware of what foods your body responds well to. What is your body telling you? Symptoms such as pain and bloating are signals to your body that something wasn't quite right with that meal. Was there a type of food in the meal that your body personally didn't like? Maybe you have a sensitivity to mushrooms, for example, and when you eat them, it causes your stomach to get sore and bloated. This means your digestive system works harder to process the foods you're eating. Over time, as you begin to eat more intuitively, you may find that a specific meal planner or diet planner isn't necessary. Discover mindful eating. Mindful eating requires you to slow down and really take note of what you're putting in your mouth. Have you ever sat in front of the TV with a meal and then suddenly realized you had finished but wondered where it all went? This is basically the opposite of mindful eating. You were on autopilot and the food went in without you really even tasting it. It's really easy to overeat with this method. A mindful eating workbook will help you slow down and eat an appropriate portion of food. By taking note of all the senses, you will learn to enjoy and appreciate your food more as well. Your digestive system will also thank you for it. What food combinations are right for your personal nutrition plan? Maybe you've eaten a combination of foods that don't quite work for your body. You need a good mix of the macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fat. But that mix is slightly different for everyone. Do you feel good after eating a meal that's relatively high in fat? What about one that's high in carbohydrate, protein? What ratios are optimal for you? Everyone is different when it comes to personal nutrition requirements. Your optimal nutrition ratios probably aren't the same ones that are right for me. So start listening to your body and putting together the right foods and amounts of each so that it benefits your own unique self. Perhaps it's tricky for you to figure out which foods are right for your personal nutrition plan. Writing down your responses to food should help you identify what foods are causing problems for you. From there, consider taking a break from these foods for a few weeks and see how differently you feel. Try food substitutions or consider some food sensitivity testing. This shouldn't be about deprivation, but instead about substituting for something else that will provide you with similar nutrition. For example, if you think dairy might be causing you problems, try swapping to dairy-free alternatives such as almond milk, coconut milk, and nut-based cheeses. You could also consider getting some food sensitivity testing done, which will provide you with a detailed analysis of the foods that are causing you problems. There are answers to ongoing pain and discomfort from eating food, and this type of testing could really help you gain some clarity. Remember also that getting your diet right for you will help you progress closer towards your weight loss goals. Is food sensitivity testing the same as food allergy testing? Food sensitivity testing checks for food intolerances, which are not the same as food allergies. Both can produce unfavorable symptoms related to foods that don't agree with you, but food allergies are usually more severe. Food allergies are linked to the immune system, whereas food intolerances are not. Your body would fight a food allergy in a similar way to how it fights a virus. It's important to get tested if you suspect you may have a food allergy. Use a holistic coach or registered dietitian to help you with your own personal nutrition plan. Registered dietitians can offer you meal plans and recipes that help you with specific goals. Maybe you want to lose weight or have someone prescribe a very specific eating plan that takes your food preferences into account. In this case, talk with a dietitian. Use an online holistic health coach to help you change your food habits. Otherwise, you could work with a health and fitness coach like me. Holistic health coaches like me can help you analyze your own dietary recall and then put action steps in place. First, we'll make sure you're covering the basics. This includes eating nourishing whole foods and including all the macronutrients, protein, carbs, and fats. I'll ensure any action steps fit within your lifestyle and goals. You just listened to the post titled, Why It's Important to Eat Right for You and How to Go About It by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Did you notice today's author, Ellie, had a common theme throughout the article? Ellie stressed the importance of keeping a journal. For example, if we find that lately we've been experiencing more bloating and cramping or haven't been sleeping as well, or have been feeling more stressed, keep a journal. Write down what you ate, how much you ate, when, how you felt before and after, how you slept that night, and so on. The more detailed, the better. Do this for most days throughout the week for at least 2 weeks. But if you can keep this journal going for longer, that just means you have more information about yourself and your patterns, which is even better. Then, after at least 2 weeks, review the journal. Did you notice any patterns? Did you experience bloating and cramping after eating certain foods? Do you find you're most stressed on Mondays? Is that why you didn't sleep well on Sunday night? And if you do find that you need to discuss your symptoms with a healthcare provider, the added advantage of keeping a journal is that you can share it with them, which may help them uncover any underlying conditions. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.